Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in the High Priestly Prayer of Jesus, as it's called in the Bible, John chapter 17 and verse 6. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me. I love them even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. I'm just going to give you now the seven prayer requests that Jesus makes in this high priestly prayer found in John chapter 17. Number one, he prays that those whom the Father has given to him, that the Father, by the power of the Spirit, through his victorious work on the cross, and the Word of God which has been given to them, number one, that they will be kept. Keep them. They're in the world, but keep them. Keep them in three ways. Keep them in the world, keep them in your name, and keep them from the evil one whom Jesus will defeat at the cross. And after he prays to keep them, he says, number two, keep them in unity. Make them one. He says five different times in the text, keep them unified, one. They're not same. They're Jew, they're Gentile, they're going to come from everywhere, but keep them one, unified, by the word in me through the Spirit. That's how unity comes. Then thirdly, give them my joy. May they be fulfilled and overflowing with joy. Even in a lost world, a broken world, may the joy of Christ be seen in them. Note to self, rejoice in the Lord always. Then number four, make them holy. Not only legally holy, which Jesus does with his blood and righteousness, but experientially sanctify them in the truth. Give them lives that are set apart in the world to the glory of the Father. May the world see their growth in the grace and knowledge of Christ through the pursuit of personal holiness. Then he fills it out with three more. Now, send them into the world. Send them into the world, and he prays for two things. Send them into the world with power, and send them into the world with purpose to win others from the world to Christ. Then his sixth prayer request, that those won to Christ will be evangelized and discipled and unified, each generation giving it off to the next generation, this glorious gospel and our unity in Jesus Christ. Finally, I want all of them to be with me for all of eternity. What a glorious prayer. Another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.